Take a break from your busy schedule and join Terry Waddell, our guest host, for Guidelines for Living.
Guidelines International Ministries is celebrating its 55th anniversary. And all this week, we've been hearing about the many celebrations that are found throughout the gospel. We've looked back at the spiritual pillars that have defined Guidelines since it was founded in 1963, and we've heard how we'll be building upon them in the future. Guidelines founder Dr. Harold Sala has been telling us about his latest collection of Guidelines devotionals, and Guidelines president Bonnie Sala has shared how the Community Radio Initiative is coming alongside first-generation churches to bring the voice of Jesus to what we call deaf areas of the world. And today we'll be hearing about how, since its beginning, Guidelines has been dedicated to transforming lives with the message of hope and love of Jesus. And Dr. Sala, I know it's hard, but can you give us just one example that is special to you?
There are so many examples that I could share with you, but there's one that is outstanding that I shall never forget. It came from a missionary whose name was Ray Rising. In 1994, he was taken captive by the FARC guerrillas, and for a period of time, he was literally cut off from the civilized world. But Ray put together a small radio and began listening to Guidelines. He said programs on fear and frustration were so helpful to him. And when he was finally released, he sent me a letter, and he said God was making something in me on the inside that my captives needed to see on the outside. And that was the impact of radio. Never did I realize we were speaking to the heart of a missionary who was held captive in a jungle. But God used that to bring hope and commitment to him in a new measure.
And of course, we also receive a lot of emails, including one from a young man in Jamaica who has HIV/AIDS. He writes, "I was searching the net trying to find a way to have devotion and not have to read when I stumbled upon Guidelines for Living. Now that he's listening," he writes, "I noticed I always try to do the right thing in my day-to-day life, even little things like not lying and not signing the time log for a day that I did not work." Bonnie, is there a story that especially stands out to you?
Well, you know, at Guidelines, we talk about God's Word transforming lives. And I love a story that we received just this last year from the country of Albania. It was from a man who was 42 years old. His name was Moxie. And he told us that he used to fight and use violence to control his family. He said, "I never knew any peace in my own life." But he said, by listening to the Guidelines program about God's love, he said he actually learned to solve problems in a different way. Rather than trying to control his family with violence, he actually said, "I pray with my family, and we all ask for forgiveness of sins and God's peace." That's an amazing story of transformation, and we're so excited to hear these stories coming out of countries that are Muslim-majority countries, where God has opened up the door for us to go in and to bring the gospel over radio. You know, the beauty of radio and is that people can hear the story of Jesus in secret, and we know that they do. They listen in secret, their lives are transformed, their families are transformed, and even communities are transformed.
And we know while radio continues to have a tremendous impact, mobile devices are also becoming more accessible, so Guidelines also makes its messages available for download. In fact, we recently heard from a truck driver in Turkey whose job often takes him out of range of Guidelines' radio partner in Ankara. He says he loaded up a USB stick with Guidelines podcasts and now has come to faith in Christ. So whether it's by radio, books, or the internet, the message of Jesus is bringing hope and love throughout the world.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.